don't want it made that way. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I said, be fair and be fair about it. I said, I'll run them from tomorrow. And I said, I take them off about 2 o'clock every day, the boats, I mean, out at 150 yards to the loom, 200 yards a day. And I said, I'll run until the next day, until tomorrow. And if I lose any of them, I'll back you go. Just a little flip there, you flip back to stop on the box. And he said, he just walked off left. Well, I run the next day and lost 3. That's 30 cents. Back in them days, the 30 cents was a lot of money, you know. Mm-hmm. So I just backed up again with them, and I thought, well, I want to be fair about it. And owing the company, I'll run them tomorrow. And the next day, I lost 2 of them, and I flipped it back. Mm-hmm. And then he came along and said, Casey didn't want that made that way. I said, okay. And I just knocked my brakes off. Mm-hmm. All 4 of the looms, I'd run 4 looms, and I just knocked them off and reached up and got my coat. And he said, where are you going? I said, I've quit. I said, I told you that. And he said, no, I wouldn't do that. And I said, well, I am. Or I did. So I just walked out and met this clerk up there on the railroad. Well, he knows what I've done. He knows and called about that. And he said, well, what's the matter, Walt, you sick? And I said, no. And I explained it to him. And I said, now, Mr. Charlie, I can't lose 40 cents a day. I need the money. And I owe you. I owe the company. And he said, well, I'll go down and get straightened out. That's only 3 days now in this 83 years that I've been out of work when I wanted to work. Mm-hmm. I stayed around home waiting for him to call me. And he didn't do it. So I went down and got a job on a truck, a delivery truck, hauling for everybody, just a town truck. And I worked there for, 2 or 3 days. Then Gus Moore was a barber. He was our head barber here. He owned a 5-6 chair barbershop.
What year was this now?
That was in